Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. There was an article in the Times Standard a few days ago about raw milk sales. I don't know much about who sells raw milk, but when I was a kid, I spent some summers on my grandparents' wheat farm in southern Idaho. Besides wheat, we had cows, chickens, and sometimes pigs, and of course, horses. We sold most of the milk to a processor in Pocatello or American Falls, but kept enough for our own use and an occasional sale to a neighboring farmer. We always had plenty of cream and cottage cheese, and some of the excess when we had pigs went to them. When we stripped the cows after the milking machines were through, we shot milk straight from the cow to the barn cats. Didn't seem to hurt them or us. Of course, cleanliness was the name of the game. Then, after I got married the first time, my in-laws had a cow at their place in Blue Lake, and when we went out there, we always came home with a gallon of raw milk. Again, cleanliness and keeping it refrigerated were the important things. No barn cats, though. There used to be a program on TV called How It's Made. I loved watching that program because it showed how all kinds of things were processed. I would like to see it come back and show how, for example, how Hershey's Kisses are made and wrapped, or those little miniature candy bars are processed. I remember watching Lucille Ball and her friend Ethel in I Love Lucy working on the assembly line, shoving candy in their mouths, down their shirts, and wherever they could stuff it as the line sped up. Modern technology is great, and I'd like to see some of it. The city is inquiring into the feasibility and safety of electronic signs. I personally think they are more efficient than plain printed signs and do not find them distracting. Besides, the businesses have a lot of money tied up in them, and I say leave them alone. Since my right leg went bad, I have not been able to drive, so I am sort of a navigator for my wife's good driving. It also gives me a chance to look around as we drive around Eureka. I think we have the greatest variety of house designs and styles that you would find anywhere. As you ride around Eureka, just check out the many, many styles of homes that decorate our city. As passengers, of course. I have to say goodbye to several friends and acquaintances. First, Jim Bernard. Besides watching him on the weather reports, he emceed a weather style barbershop show for us many years ago, and I got acquainted. Then we have Father Doug Thompson, an Episcopal priest and a fellow community commenter. Then last but not least, my dear friend Jan Trask, who passed away after suffering with dementia. Lastly, we have been bombarded with phone calls from Florida, the Bronx and New York, Lexington, Kentucky, and many other distant areas. Do not call does not work. I get so frustrated, especially at 7 o'clock in the morning. I just hang most of them up. If they want me that bad, they'll call back. And happy Valentine's Day to everybody. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.